There's a lot of drama in the beach area of Fairfield for university students. And let me tell you, police are dumping an awful lot of resources into supporting the community right now and investigating claims of break-ins. So I requested a statement from Fairfield Police over the weekend because I actually heard from several concerned Fairfield U students and families. And police confirmed that the department is, in fact, actively investigating two separate incidents involving reported unlawful entries into homes occupied by Fairfield U students. And police really couldn't comment any further on those incidents because it would compromise their investigations. But I actually thought there were some key things I took away from their statement and just in general, these cases that I really wanted to talk more broadly about. And so we've got Gary McNamara back on the show with us, former chief of police in Fairfield, very familiar with the community and Fairfield U students being in the beach area. But also, he currently is in charge of security and government affairs at Sacred Heart University, so another area university. So I thought he would be the best person to talk to about these types of situations. So, Gary, welcome back. How are you?
I am well, Melissa. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, of course. First of all, again, I want to get away from these specific investigations. Fairfield Police really can't tell us a lot of what has gone on, which I respect, but they did send me their statement of what they sent out to students and to their families for Fairfield U. And my understanding is they are using an awful lot of resources for situations that, again, are under investigation. But there are some things that stood out to me, if we could go over them a little bit. And first and foremost, it's that there was sort of a lot of delays in reporting. So, you know, one instance where potentially a student might have seen somebody or something that was off, but it took them hours to actually report it. And I wanted to talk more generally about the importance of being a good witness and reporting immediately and effectively. Could you talk a little bit about this?
Well, yeah, I think there's a couple of things. Number one, to point out that, you know, Chief Paris and the resources the department has, they are on it, and they, you know, safety above all else is a priority for them, for Fairfield U security, and I think everybody understands that. But some of the challenges are that, you know, sometimes students, college students especially, you know, when they go and they rent property, this is sometimes some of the first times they've ever been away. And, you know, when you live alone or you're in a new house, sometimes safety is something you don't really take heed of. You don't really think about much about locking the doors and doing all those things. But the other challenge is, especially at night, especially in a college atmosphere where you might have kids getting into the wrong houses, thinking that it's their house. They open up a different door and the door's not locked. And we all have a tendency to make something strange appear normal. So, you know, it's the middle of the night, you hear a noise, you try to rationalize that it's normal, and then you think about it in the morning, and then you say, well, wait a minute, I thought the same thing that you thought. What actually, sorry, the car shut off. I thought that was strange to me. Now I'm going to report it. And when you report things later on, it's much more difficult for law enforcement or others to try to track down what happened, to make sense of it, because sometimes some of these incidents are just a mistake that another student made or someone made and can be explained away. But it's important to report it immediately so law enforcement can get down there to investigate it in a timely fashion.
I mean, how important is it also, Gary, to be careful what you read or you post? My understanding from, and again, this happened where I was hearing from Fairfield U students. I had not heard from Fairfield Police. They did not send a press release out or anything like that. This was really actually coming from, I had heard from people who were part of Fairfield U who said, why aren't I hearing about this? And so that's when I started poking at it. But what's interesting is in the little, but I think still clear communication I've had with Fairfield Police, it feels like there's a lot of word of mouth or maybe posting things online that is making a bigger issue out of something that could potentially, again, could, I don't know how these investigations are going to end up, but could end up being a bigger deal than it actually is. Not to mention, I always think about, you know, you're in the beach area. So there are people who go out 3-4 in the morning to go fishing or to go for a morning run. I remember I used to babysit down there a lot. So I'm very familiar with the beach community, but now they could be confused with being potential creeps, to put it simply. I just think we need to be very careful about what we read and what we post. And I don't know if you agree.
Yeah. Some of the problems that law enforcement always has is chasing the message. And sometimes the message, because of social media, gets out a lot quicker. Not only is it faster at times, so law enforcement finds himself chasing a message, but sometimes the message is not true. And so they're chasing phantom incidents or the chasing incidents that may have occurred but are readily explainable, yet that doesn't necessarily get out there. So it's very difficult because people will hear one story and they'll kind of spread it, and then it starts to get panic, and then it starts to make the judgment that they're not telling us things, or they don't care about this, and they're not investigating it. What are they doing? So it forces law enforcement to kind of chase messages that and phantom incidents that may or may not have occurred. That's why it's important to get the facts from the people that are actually doing the work, and not chasing this social media ghost that oftentimes happens, because we all know that the fear of crime and fear can overtake any community. And sometimes that's based upon incidents that never occurred, mm-hmm. or that, hey, something happened. A student walked in. And by the way, that's explainable. You know, a student had been drinking a little bit maybe and then walked into an apartment that he thought was his and it's not his. Oh, that makes sense. And so, okay, there's nothing, there's not a person that's breaking into houses to commit harm. Now, it's important that they report it, because all of these incidents have to be investigated at a timely fashion. The problem is these phantom incidents take away and they start to tell a story that might not necessarily be true.
We're chatting with Gary McNamara, who's the former chief of police in Fairfield. He currently runs security and government affairs at Sacred Heart University. And we're talking about how Fairfield police over the weekend had to increase patrols in the beach area. Now, I had requested from Fairfield police anything in regards to what I was hearing from Fairfield U students. And so they did send me actually a 2-page statement that they had sent out to Fairfield U students and their families. So this, again, was because I had requested this. This was not sent out to the media. But here's something that stood out to me, Gary, that I want to talk about, which is understanding the amount of resources. It reminds me a lot of when you and I talk about swatting incidents and the amount of resources put into something that could potentially be fake. Again, before people get overreactive and, oh, you're discrediting people. No, I'm not. But you have to point out the fact that here on the second page, it says, additionally, on top of everything that they had said they were doing, it says Police Chief Paris, officers, investigators have already met with members of Fairfield University, Fairfield University Student Association leaders, and campus security this week to discuss these incidents and continue an open dialogue regarding safety measures. So when I hear that, again, I might just be, you know, coming from perspective of what I've heard in the past. That to me sounds like a multi, I would say at least maybe hour meeting, but you've got top dog police chief there, a bunch of officers, like this huge collaborative effort, which I love. I love to hear that. But again, if in fact these potential, maybe could be real, maybe not real situations, or what did you call them? Phantom situations. You've got a lot of resources being dumped into something that may not be what they seem. That's what I'm getting at. And I think people need to think about, you know, when you have some situations that could or could not be real, that police departments are going to act, they're going to respond, but they're going to go above and beyond. And I think we need to realize that, because what they're now putting effort into is removing them from other things that could be going on. Does that make sense what I'm asking?
Oh, yeah. No, it absolutely does. And you're right to highlight the fact that those meetings, you know, when you say all that in those meetings, that's great because you know that they're on it and they're meeting and they have, you know, good relationships as it relates to that kind of stuff, which is so important. There is a difference, however, Melissa, between the swatting, because swatting is someone intentionally creating something that doesn't
correct.
Exist.
Agree.
And that's, yeah. And so that's the thing. So when I call them phantom, so the resources that they're putting out are to do two things. Number one, people believe them to be real, so they have to make sure that they investigate to prove whether they're real or not. That's the most important thing. But also to try and catch bad guys that are doing something wrong, and then to disprove things that might not occur. And oftentimes people won't report it to police. So someone won't report it to police, but they'll report it to their friends. And then the friends will report it to their parents. And then their parents will say, what's going on? Blah, blah. And it keeps going down this path when law enforcement might not even have been the first ones to reporting it. Mm-hmm. So that's the resources that they're devoting to it, to catch really bad people that might be doing something wrong, and then to set the record straight for incidents that can be explained. Because in the minds of many, these incidents have occurred. So law enforcement has to kind of disprove them if it turns out that they're not real cases.
Well, and you also are kind of doing a round robin there, Gary. I mean, look, Gary, you deal with university and university parents. You know, I mean, so you've got, if there was a situation, and again, I'm not discrediting that these events haven't happened. I want to make that super clear. But to your point, I tell my friends, I tell my parents, parents are freaking out at Fairfield Police, and they're like, whoa, wait a minute. And now they look like they're not doing their jobs correctly. They now have to overcompensate for something that they didn't know about. And I, to me, I do think it in some regard kind of compromises police from even feeling confident in their work. I was shocked that they didn't send a press release out. And the reason I'm sure they are is because if they say, oh, we didn't find anything in these investigations, they haven't really come to fruition of being anything major. What if in a couple of weeks something does actually happen? Now, all of a sudden, they're totally discredited. And that's not OK. I think that also is another reason for reporting properly, because it doesn't really, I think, effectively help your police department to do their jobs effectively if they're the last to know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, yeah. And Chief Paris and others, and obviously are displaying that they are on top of it. And that's the thing we always try to stress, whether or not it's public safety at a university or law enforcement. You want people to have confidence in the men and women that are serving. And that's really what that is. It's yes, challenges with reporting phantom incidents, real incidents or not, we are devoting the resources that are required to keep your students safe. And we'll chase down the phantom calls. We'll do that. Or they will do that. And they should do that. But I think what they're trying to say is, boy, it's a heck of a lot easier if you report it right away so that we can figure out whether these are real or not. And that's really the bottom line. Report it. Work with them, so that you give them a chance to kind of explain away things that might not be real. Because otherwise it starts to go down a really bad path of this happened, I heard this happened, and they're chasing things that didn't occur. And it's hard to get ahead of that message because it moves so fast.
Yeah, and I think it's a good conversation to have. And whether or not you have kids who go to school at one of the Connecticut colleges is sort of besides the point. I think it's important that anybody who has kids, even at the middle or high school level, I think these are conversations you should be having, teaching your kids how to report, I'd say quickly and effectively, but also making sure you are a good witness so that no matter where they go to college, anywhere across the country, there is a little bit of a disconnect, especially if you've got students who are living here, but maybe their parents live states away. I can absolutely understand the panic of a parent, for sure. But you've got to, I think, balance the fact that my heart also breaks for the police who are kind of scrambling around trying to overcompensate when this could, in fact, just be a misunderstanding. You know what I mean? So I'm glad that we could at least have the conversation. And I think it's important for people to discuss this, especially if they have college age students, to talk about it.
That's right. There's some parents that are far away, and the only information they may be getting is from their students, and that
right.
information might not be true. And so, report it early and report anything suspicious to police so that they can investigate those that are real and dismiss and explain those that are a misunderstanding.
All right. Gary McNamara, always appreciate your time. Thank you so much. And we will talk again really soon.